Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. Today we continue our series, The Ongoing Reformation, Lutheran Diversity Worldwide. Today we journey to the continent of Africa, and we have a very special guest with us here, the Reverend Dr. Dinku Bato, who spent about 10 years doing campus ministry in Ethiopia, so he definitely understands the campus context. He is also a scholar, and we have a mutual connection. My youth pastor growing up in Circle Pines, Minnesota, went on to get his PhD in New Testament, moved to Ethiopia, and taught at the Makane Yesu Seminary there, and Dinku met him there, and his wife, Renee, so it's fun to have those connections. The Lutheran connection is worldwide, both big in that way, but also small in the sense that we're connected to each other in so many different ways. So we're delighted to have you here with us. We will begin our service this morning by standing and singing hymn number 819. Let us pray. O God, the one who is holy, we are your children. Open our eyes and our hearts so that we may be able to discern your work in the universe and be able to see your features in every one of your children. May we learn from you how to build bridges and to be people that work together for peace, for gentleness, for compassion, for caring, and for sharing your love with all who we meet. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. Good morning. Am I very loud? I'm very glad to be here with you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. I'm here to share a story of two prominent Ethiopian African Lutherans whom God used in shaping the landscape of that country. The first one is Onesimus Nasip. The picture is not here, but you have it on your brochures. A Bible translator and also an evangelist in the 19th century. And Onesimus Nasip, his parents at birth gave him an Oromo name. He's an Oromo born in Western Wollega. And his name is Hika, which is a prophetic name, like most of the Hebrew names. Parents sometimes name their children with what they want them to do or what they learn about them. And Hika means translator, which he became, which are evocations that he assumed. Hika is translator. And Onesimus had a very unfortunate childhood. At age four, his father died. And when he was a teenager, slave traders captured him and sold him, and even they transferred him. He passed to seven slave owners before he reached Port Massawa, the then only Ethiopian port. Now it is in Eritrea by Red Sea coast. And the Swedish missionary bought him, probably to free him. And after he freed him, he sent him to Swedish Evangelical Mission Bible School established there. The intention was to send missionaries to the interior, to the Oromo people, because of hindrance from the government and Orthodox clergy. The Swedish mission started their mission in Eritrea. And now they got this freed slave, who is an Oromo, whom they wanted to send back to their country, to his own people. And they trained him. They found him very brilliant. And even they gave him a scholarship to Sweden, Johanna Lund Theological Seminary. And he finished his study in 5 years. And he has this zeal for his people, to reach his people with the gospel. And he came to Massawa, to the mission station, and started his mission trip to Oromo people, to his people. But the government didn't allow him again. Therefore, he has to return back to Massawa, the mission station, and started translating the Bible into the language of his people, the Oromo language. And he has been helped by Astrid Gunno, again, a slave girl who has been freed by the missionaries again. They brought her into his help, and she helped him in translating the Bible into Afan Oromo, and they also translated the small catechism and some hymns, 150 hymns. And now, for the third time, he tried to go back to his people. This time, after much difficulty, he made it, and he taught his people, he preached, and the people learning the gospel in their own language responded wholeheartedly to the gospel. They didn't only respond by coming to faith, but they took the evangelistic faith to the rest of the country. That's when the evangelical movement started from the western part of the country to the rest of the country. That's when one of the biggest church, Lutheran church in Africa, and also the second largest Lutheran church was come to be. The Ethiopian Lutheran Church today is 9 million members strong. That makes it the largest in Africa, and also the second in the world, just next to Germany. The second person is Gudina Tumsa, picture whom you see here. He was born around the days of Onesimus Nasip, and almost the same place, but a little bit farther away. And originally, he was trained as health assistant by Swedish missionaries again. I think he has never dreamed to be a pastor until an incident, a kind of catastrophic incident, befell his family that led him to consider full-time ministry or the pastorate. And he joined a school, again a Swedish school in Nejo, a Bible school. And he became a very good pastor and served his people as a pastor. He continued what Onesimus has started. And he even went as a missionary to the southern part of the country, planting churches and also organizing churches. And we have the second largest Lutheran synod in the southern part of the country after the west. The leaders, the Zen Mekane Yesus leaders, or the Lutheran leaders, saw the budding theologian and promising leader in him, and gave him a chance to go to Western countries, so Luther Seminary in St. Paul. And in 1966, he finished his studies from Luther Seminary. He received Bachelor of Divinity, I think, and he became a national general secretary of the church, the Lutheran Church in Ethiopia. When he came back, he encountered a very severe uprising, political uproar in the country, instigated by the infamous 1974 famine in Ethiopia. And Gudina was quick. He proposed a solution to the emperor. The emperor is very feared, you know, people don't talk to him. But Gudina too took the chance to propose a solution. He said, land reform is one of the solutions here. And he said the tiller or peasants or a farmer should be the owner of the land. The revolutionary movement finally fell under the hand of the communists, and the country went into a very untold misery. And Gudina now started talking to the power, talking to the communist leaders who were torturing ministers and closing church. They threatened him a lot of times and even threw him in prison. But Gudina didn't stop talking to the government, speaking to the government. Finally, they captured him in 1979 for the final time, and they gave him an ultimatum. They say, you go abroad to the Western countries and build our image, how we are doing, so that they can secure support from the Western world. Gudina said, I can't do that. That's what you are doing. I can't do that. Therefore, the other choice is being killed. They killed him by strangulation. And for 13 years, until the new government comes, they didn't tell anybody about his death. And Gudina was very influential. He even contributed to the Lutheran body in the world. One of his famous letters is a 1972 letter to the Lutheran World Federation on the interrelationship between gospel proclamation and human development, which the Lutheran World Federation now is using as a principle of its ministry. And from that letter, the church derived its motto today on the letter of, or on the ESMY, title, you see that motto, serving the whole person. Not only development, only, but evangelism with equal emphasis. That is a thing that he contributed to the Lutheran world and also to the Ethiopian church. And he lives in the hearts of the Ethiopian people, whom darkness he light by the gospel of Christ, Christos Lux Mundi. Thank you for listening to my brief presentation.
We will continue by standing and singing hymn number 513. 513.
And just a note, I'll be the leader, you be the all.
Closing blessing, we invite you to join for some traditional Ethiopian bread called injera in the back, as well as coffee and juice. Receive this blessing. O God of great compassion, you called us to serve the cause of justice and to be messengers of your love to those whom the world has forgotten. As we go forth in the knowledge that you are with us always, help us to use our energy, our love, and our power to transform your earth through prayer and action. Bless each of us in the days ahead. Bless our efforts to serve our neighbors. Bless our hopes to work for the fullness of life, for peace and dignity for all. And bless our celebrations and fill us with your joy. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve. Thanks be to God. Thank you.